Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF hit a weapons site in Gaza. 6 people were killed, including a girl. The IDF says operatives were inside an arms factory during the strike. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew confirms the U.S. Army struck targets in Iran. Iranian forces fired ballistic missiles towards a U.S. base in Kuwait. Also this hour, Ynet reports Israel is closely following developments in Iran. The situation could escalate after Iran claims it killed 6 U.S. soldiers in Kuwait. Separately, JNS marks the 50th anniversary of Operation Yonatan. Israel honors the rescue mission that defines its commitment to bring every hostage home. And finally, I-24 News reports the Palestinian Authority is pushing UNESCO to bypass Israel's management of West Bank heritage sites. From X, the latest. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted just minutes ago that Khuzestan officials reported U.S. projectiles hitting Behbahan and Dezful in Iran. Overnight, damage assessments are underway. IRIS, on X, mentioned reports of attacks on an underground missile site in Awaz, Iran. Ynet Global posted earlier today about the Silicon Valley housing frenzy. Homes in the San Francisco area are selling for millions above asking prices, driven by AI company employees. Let's go deeper, starting with the Times of Israel's report on Gaza. The IDF targeted a weapons facility in the region earlier today. 2 Hamas operatives were killed, according to the IDF. This incident raises questions about civilian safety and the ongoing conflict. Turning to the situation in Iran, Israel Hayom confirms that in response to Iranian missile launches, the U.S. struck targets in Iran. This follows claims by Iran of killing U.S. soldiers in Kuwait. The tension is palpable and could impact regional stability overnight. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights Israel's vigilance regarding Iran. An Israeli source emphasized the potential for conflict escalation in the Gulf. This situation demands close monitoring as it holds significant implications for global diplomacy. Separately, JNS commemorates Operation Yonatan at a state ceremony in Jerusalem. The mission remains a pivotal moment in Israeli defense history. It underscores Israel's enduring commitment to rescuing hostages. Finally, I-24 News covers the Palestinian Authority's move with UNESCO. They aim to bypass Israeli control over West Bank heritage sites. This action could strain Israeli-Palestinian relations further. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Intel's revival hinges on a strategic alliance with Washington. The U.S. government's pressure has reopened doors for the chipmaker, but success depends on Intel's manufacturing capabilities. Separately, Walla Business highlights Hanoch Milbisky's criticism of Tekuma's CEO. The chairman of the finance committee expressed strong disapproval of the CEO's handling of authority. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces Bank Leumi's investment in Isotest. Leumi Partners will invest 33 million shekels in the quality control company, reinforcing Israel's tech industry growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.